Good evening, Jim. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks very much for having me.
What kind of tone could the president set tonight? Would it be an olive branch being extended to the Republicans, or will he be combative, or will he, as I heard one analyst say earlier, try to do both?
I'm not sure if he's going to try and do both, but I think what you hear out of the White House is that he's going to try and be somewhere in between. This is a president who's just won a second term. He's got the confidence of that mandate, but he's also suffered a number of setbacks over the last 4 years, and relations with Congress are not great. The president has a long ask list of Congress, so you don't want to be too combative. At the same time, you want to sort of move in there with the confidence and the reinvigoration of having sort of resoundingly won a second term.
We hear he's going to focus a lot on the economy and
right.
jobs. Will there be anything new when it comes to jobs?
I think you'll see some new proposals. I don't think there's going to be anything on a tremendously grand scale, but I believe you'll see targeted proposals to grow the economy. He's made clear that that's a priority for the second term. And you know, it's what Americans are focused on. People want the economy to improve. People want the economy to do better. And certainly his record is mixed on that.
How far could the president go on guns?
How far could he go tonight, or how far?
That is the larger question, of course. But I guess I was thinking a little more limited. Just what he will propose tonight.
Right. Rhetorically, you know, much of what the administration is going to propose has been out there. So I think what you'll see is some strong rhetoric on that point. Certainly, the presence of the parents of the young woman who was shot to death in Chicago in the First Lady's box tonight. They'll actually be present there. Is a message of how high on the priority list this administration has placed gun safety legislation.
We hear he's going to mention North Korea and its recent activities. Any idea of exactly what he might say?
Yeah, it'd be hard not to. The coincidence of the nuclear test with North Korea's increasing ability on long-range missiles sort of necessitates and forces the president to mention it. I would expect him to sound the familiar notes of standing by the allies in that region, as well as some reassuring notes on the nation's own missile defense safety.
And we have not one but two responses to the president tonight. The,
right.
I guess what you'd call official Republican response from Florida Senator Marco Rubio, a man who may have his eyes on the White House. Then a Tea Party response by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. What is the dynamic there?
Right. Internally, this is sort of in sharp relief. The split in the Republican Party. It's interesting that Marco Rubio, who was a Tea Party favorite when he ran, is sort of representing the establishment Republicans, whereas Rand Paul, who has always been an outsider, is representing the Tea Party. It's going to be very, very interesting over the next 4 years to watch how the Republican Party reconciles the huge loss of the 2012 presidential election at the hands of a president they deemed very vulnerable, with the sort of the rest of base and what the Tea Party wing of the party wants to see, and how the establishment Republicans choose to modulate on a number of issues. So this is sort of a great, if you're into political theater, this is sort of a coming attractions, I think.